Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Knight, the co-owner of Business Literacy Institute, the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, also Project Management for Profit, and he's our good friend Joe Knight. Thanks again for staying with us. We know what cash is. We know what cash flow is. We know what negative cash is, Joe. What's free cash?
Yeah. Free cash flow is a term that Wall Street focuses on, and also anybody who's in private equity investors, and it's trickling down throughout our economy. And all it simply is it's a measure of from your cash flow statement. And it's simply how much cash did your operation generate, and that's called operating cash flow, mm-hmm. minus the amount of money you spend on capital every year to sustain your business. The thinking is, from an investor and from a banker standpoint, is if you have free cash, that's like your discretionary cash for your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you have it in your home.
Is free cash a way of quantifying profit? Is it a way of?
It's a way of quantifying the cash that's available to you after you pay for the stuff you need for the new year.
Yeah,
and that's how everybody thinks about it. You know, it really emanates from Warren
Buffett. So break it down a little bit. Be a little bit more remedial. Slow down a little bit and give us an example. Say that again, but give us some examples.
So here's a simple example. Let's say that your small business generates $300,000 of cash this year.
That's the revenue from customers.
Yeah, well, this is cash, so it's the revenue that you have collected in your operation.
That's what I mean. Okay, you're right.
People.
It's collections.
Yeah, okay, so
it's accounts receivable.
So this is
coming into business.
This comes off of a statement called the statement of cash flow.
Right.
And it's a different statement from your income statement, and you got to separate the difference between profit and cash. So once you have that cash coming in, let's say you have $300,000 of cash coming in. Your profit might be $500,000 or $200,000, but you had cash coming in from that of $300,000. Some of it's tied up in inventory and receivables. So you have the $300,000 of cash, but next year you need a new computer system or you need to upgrade your software. So you spend $50,000 of that on the new stuff you need for this upcoming year. Then what's left over is $250,000. What the finance community thinks of that as they call it free cash flow, but really what it is it's your spending money. That's the extra money you have after you made your investment in the business for the next year to go do whatever you need to do, whether it's buying a piece of equipment we talked about in the last segment, or whether you want to make an acquisition, or whether you want to take it home and have a big party.
Joe, I hear you, and that's a pretty easy way to understand it. But as I hear you talking about that, when I think of most small businesses, their free cash is probably very poor. And
Right. You
probably agree with me on that. And my point is the bigger hill we have to climb before we show small business owners how to get free cash, how to calculate the free cash, is to teach them how to charge enough for their products. That's the problem, I think, the first problem we have. What do you think?
Yeah, well, they're not getting
the margins they need to be getting.
Yeah, well, this drives back to what we talked about at the beginning of our discussion. You have to make a profit first.
Yeah.
And the more profit you make, the more you get to do. The thinking on Wall Street is if you have free cash flow, the thinking with big money guys is if you have free cash flow, you have options.
Mm-hmm.
As a small business owner, if you have discretionary cash after you've made your investment for the next year, you have options. Now, a lot of us in small business price based on cost. You don't do that. You price based on what the market will pay and how people perceive your product. You want to make as much money as you can on your product for as long as you can so that you can generate this free cash flow, because at the end of the day, that's how you grow your business. You don't grow your business with profits. You grow your business with discretionary cash.
That gives you
opportunity.
I was on the road a while back, and I was talking to this lady. I wrote an article about this and talked about it this week on the show. And I said, how's it going? I walked into her store. I said, how's it going? She said, business is good except for this customer from hell. And I said, you should never have a customer from hell. She said, what do you mean? I said, you should charge enough that you love that customer. And you want them to come back and ask for all the same things that you're saying is from hell right now because you were able to charge them enough. And see, the problem was she was complaining about the customer, but one of the reasons was because she didn't charge them enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my original partners in my manufacturing company, one of them, he's an engineer and smart guy. One day he's frustrated with the customer. He sat down and wrote a paper called The Customer is Bob, and he defined Bob.
Yeah.
And he said, that customer's not Bob, so we're either going to charge more or we're going to tell him to go away.
That's it. Well, that's how you get him to go away. That's how you get him to go away. You charge him.
You just raise the price.
That's exactly right.
Price,
you should never have a customer from hell. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Yeah. Yeah,
Joe,
always a pleasure.
Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. Not today. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.